In this piece, a 68-year-old genuine pinhead cynically characterizes a bunch of his former high school classmates at his 50th class reunion. See the guy that's hanging up his coat? That's Denny Bishop. Dennis was the fattest kid in school. Hasn't lost his freckles or his rusty colored hair, but short of that, he's looking pretty cool. The skinny gal that's standing right beside him's Nancy Walker, who now, of course, is Mrs. Melvin Gush. Nancy was the first of many girls on which my brother, Delbert, whom she hated, had a crush. The guy there in the corner with the sandwich in his hand is Carla Maserati's husband, Nick. Great at faking grown-ups. If you gave that guy a dollar, he'd call the school and tell them you were sick. The gal in charge of name tags is maiden name is Tuscadero. Smart as hell, a 4-point every year. Kelly Booker swore to God that getting that girl horny only took a couple cans of beer. The gangly, long-haired, nerdy-looking dude there by the restroom is, as you might suspect, a little weird. He's popped more pills than any hypochondriac alive. Can you believe that outfit and that beard? His name is Luther Pendleton. He sold so many drugs, they actually called that fool the pharmacist. The time he served from 86 to 89 for dealing explains the one reunion that he missed. The gal that's walking in right now is Angelina Beamer. I liked her, but her father was a cop. He never failed to volunteer to chaperone our dances, and once, while we were grooving at a hop, after lots of faster ones, they finally played a slow one. And when I pulled his precious daughter tight, Daddy raced to where we were and forced us back apart, then eagle-eyed us every dance that night. Over there, below the banner, slightly underdressed, is aptly nicknamed Ellen Icebox Jones. She was Howie Baxter's date for prom our senior year. And just like then, she's still all skin and bones. Howie swore his mother made him take her after Ellen told her that she'd never been to prom. But I and all the other guys believed he actually liked her and never bought that bit about his mom. I doubt she ever married. Pretty hard to hug a beanpole. Bet she doesn't weigh 100 pounds. You'll notice she's the only one in blue jeans and a t-shirt, while most of the other gals are wearing gowns. The babe beneath the clock was on my wanted list, but sadly, one I had to worship from afar. Cindy Snodgrass. Dated only guys with great physiques, an endless source of money, and a car. I'd like to think my bod back then was close to good enough. But I was always broke and had no wheels. There had to be at least 100 other fools who'd tried to take her out and found out how it feels. Still a snob, no doubt. I see what looks to be her husband typifies the rich and cocky breed. And knowing what she's like, I'm sure she keeps him close to broke and probably makes him beg to do the deed. The wiener out there dancing in the ugly pinstripe pants, without a doubt's the biggest jerk I know. That's Thurston Dipshit Oglethorpe. He thinks he's Fred Astaire. He dances like he's putting on a show. Larry calls him Crazy Legs. At every class reunion, he almost makes me vomit, sure as hell. I didn't get to see it. But I heard that at the last one, they played a really fast one, and he fell. Hasn't slowed him down, I see. And out there dancing with him, that's Annabelle Caruso. She's a dork. One time at the Whippy Dip, I pinched her on the bottom. She chased me down and stabbed me with a fork. See that little row of scars? Well, those are from Caruso. She wouldn't have caught me had we been outside. Her mother called and told my folks that I had pinched their daughter, which I, of course, to save my ass, denied. Wonder what she'd do if I walked up right now and pinched her. I'll bet that big old cow would have a fit. Crazy Legs would probably take a poke at me, I suppose, but frankly, dear, I wouldn't give a shit. Well, I'll be damned. I haven't missed a single class reunion, and never have I seen our biggest hood. Ironically, because of all the reckless things he did, his name, I swear to God, is Johnny Good. John was always fighting. Hit a teacher once, they say, for which, of course, he rightly was expelled. Since that day, before tonight, I've only seen him once, and that was when his mother's wake was held. Get a load of Marcia Pepper. Boy, did she swell up. I actually took her out my junior year. Lots of us have gained some weight, but few as much as that. She's got to be the biggest woman here. That tub of lard that's standing by the fountains, Harlan Butcher. He somehow beat me out for quarterback. I got pissed and quit the team. I wish I hadn't done that. But I excelled in basketball and track. And on his left, but sitting down, is big old Maynard Beamer. That brain-dead moose is Angelina's twin. Maynard's favorite subject is himself. Hell, all he talks about is who he knows and where the hell he's been. Wow, check out Sally Christensen. I shouldn't be surprised. She's looking great, especially in the face. We crowned her queen our senior year, and just like way back then, there's not a thing I see that's out of place. Hey, Arlene, I don't suppose you'd care to hit the dance floor. The band, to me, is sounding pretty good. Crazy Legs and Annabelle are nowhere to be seen, and I think that if we try it, others would. But even if they don't, I want to waltz you round the ballroom, and chaperone or not, I'll hold you near. As having now critiqued at length the ones that I remember, I'd say that, out of every woman here, you're the only one who could have made me feel this happy. But one thing I just simply cannot see is how you've ever managed, dear, for more than 40 years, to put up with an ornery fool like me.